You're listening to SBS News.
About 18 billion kilometers from Earth, the United States spacecraft Voyager 2 has broken through into interstellar space, the region of space that exists out between the stars. After 41 years in space, it is an unprecedented odyssey, and a day Glenn Nagel at NASA's Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex calls historic for space exploration.
Second time only in human history that a spacecraft has entered interstellar space, this space beyond the initial influence of our sun in our solar system.
The spacecraft's twin, Voyager 1, crossed at a different part of the boundary back in 2012. Now, Voyager 2 has escaped the so-called heliosphere, the protective bubble of particles and magnetic fields created by the sun. And Voyager project scientist Ed Stone says it is relaying a new variety of data to analyze.
Well, one of the great things about Voyager is it keeps surprising us, which is really means there's a lot to learn. And so I would have been surprised if it had looked the same as Voyager 1, because that would be amazing. It turns out we've seen a different part of the boundary at a different time in the solar activity cycle. And so we're learning a lot about the differences as well as the commonalities.
The two spacecraft were launched in 1977 on a mission to explore planets in the solar system. They were assigned different paths. Voyager 2 was chosen to do the grand tour, flying by Jupiter and Saturn, onto Uranus and then past Neptune. But once that main mission was over, it kept going. Because of the spacecraft's location, Canberra's Deep Space Communication Centre and the Parkes Telescope in New South Wales are the only facilities in the world capable of communication with it. Mr. Nagel says Voyager 2 is carrying a pioneering instrument that is beaming back first-of-its-kind observations, a device that stopped working on Voyager 1.
Literally an instrument to help us detect the high-energy particles, the cosmic rays streaming in from all the other stars in the galaxy. So we'll be able to learn more about that for the very first time.
But the nuclear-powered robots are only designed for a 5 to 10 year mission. In the United States, at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the director of the Interplanetary Network Directorate, Suzanne Dodd, says scientists must turn off some of the instruments on board to keep them operating.
And I'd just like to add that my own personal goal would be to get these spacecraft to last 50 years. So we launched in 1977. If we get out to 2027, that'll be a 50-year mission, and I think that would be fantastic.
NASA is planning another mission in 2025. To help understand the effect of energy from interstellar space on life on Earth. Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.